Making a Ruby Laser, Part 5, by Dr. Mike Finley. Image. Melting a hole through steel, the above image needs a little explanation. The doc messed up his camera settings and underexposed the image. So I loaded it into GIMP and played with the curves and brightness and ended up with this artistic result. I like the noise and colors. It reminds me of the front cover of a 1970s textbook on lasers. The laser was focused onto a coping saw steel blade. The inset photo shows the tiny hole that has been created by the beam. These blades are about 0.3 millimeters thick and the distance between the teeth approximately 2 millimeters. We can safely estimate the diameter of the hole to be about 1/20th of a millimeter. Note the ruby laser speckle pattern on the focusing lens's edge and the blue highlight from the flash tube on the right side of the image. If you look carefully at the center of the saturated to white main image, you can just make out the sawtooth pattern of the blade's teeth. Alignment, alignment, alignment and alignment. I bet that you are as fed up of reading that noun as I am of writing it. Well, let's crack on and put this project to rest. I'm not inlining this image and so I will just provide a link to it, link. It simply shows the general alignment setup. The distance between the screen and the ruby laser's OC would be at least 6 to 8 inches to allow for the OC mirror adjustment. The distance between the aligning laser and screen is less than an inch. Image. In the above, messy image we have the all-important block of wood, which you may recall from part 3, henceforth to be called the bow. The flash tube has been removed. The red line represents the path of the aligning laser beam. It passes through the screen then the OC mirror mount. Note that the OC mirror is not in place. It then passes through point B, the ruby rod, point A and finally strikes the HR mirror. The object is to make it return along the same path, exactly. Step 1, align the ruby rod. I covered this in part 4. We're doing the same thing while the ruby is inside the laser. The green dots in the above photo highlight the small pieces of cardboard that lift, lower either end of the ruby rod's mount. Insert the bow at point A. This blocks the alignment laser light from striking the HR mirror. We only want the light from the ruby rod. Adjust the small cardboard wedges until the reflected light shines back through the little hole in the screen. You should see some interference patterns on the screen. See the next step for a GIF link. Remember, the OC mirror is not in place at the moment. Step 2, align the HR mirror. Remove the bow from point A so that the laser now strikes the HR mirror. Adjust the screws on the HR mount until the light passes straight back through the ruby rod and the little hole in the screen. You should see an interference effect like this GIF. Note that in the OC mirror reflection, link. Step 3. Align the OC mirror. Insert the bow at point B. Carefully install the OC mirror. Note that neither the aligning laser nor the laser being aligned should be moved throughout this process. Adjust the OC mount to get the light shining back through the little hole. Remove the bow from point B. If everything has lined up, you should get a lot of destructive interference. What I call the faulty fluorescent tube effect can be seen in the ruby rod, link. If you see a splodge or distortion on the screen, it means that one, or more, of your components is misaligned. You can always try a quick fix just to see if your laser works. In fact, I often use this final step anyhow. Step 4, cheat a little. With no bow inserted, and the OC installed, readjust the HR mirror. If you are lucky, the beam should align pretty well. If you can't get the laser light back through the screen's little hole, then I'm afraid you'll have to start back at stage 1. Even so, it might be worth firing the laser to just see what happens. Image. Major misalignment of the optical components, but it still laces. The image on the left was the very first time my laser laced. The laser is striking a piece of white cardboard. Conclusion. The 1960s started with a device that was described, jokingly, by Ernie Duns as a solution looking for a problem. You might recall from part 1 that he was the physicist working with Theodore Mayerman when they fired the first ruby laser in May of 1960. By the end of the decade, men had walked on the moon and taken with them retroreflectors. An array of cat-size reflectors. Bouncing a ruby laser's light off of those mirrors allows us to measure the distance between the Earth and the moon to within centimeters. As a physicist remarked, it's the equivalent to measuring the distance between New York and Los Angeles to within 0.25 millimeter accuracy. Without Mayerman's ruby laser, this would have been impossible. Image: Theodore Ted Mayerman holding the original components of his ruby laser. If you wish to contact me, you can do so at Dr. Mike Finley link. Copyright Dr. Mike Finley 2018.